I am Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, president of the Council of Citizens with Low Vision for California. And we are holding our annual membership meeting this evening for 2023 as part of the CCB pre-convention activities on March 20th. I welcome everybody to this meeting and glad that you have joined us. I'd like to ask for us to go through and have a roll call in regard to our board members. As I said, I'm Kathy Schmidt Whitaker and I'm interim president. Penny?
I'm Penny Valdovinos, and I'm interim vice president.
And Jane, is Jane here?
Yes, I'm on. I'm Jane Stern, and I'm interim treasurer.
Great.
I saw that.
And then with Valerie.
Yeah, I'm Valerie Reese Lerman,
Great.
board member.
Wonderful. And then our other board member, interim board member, is Gene Lozano, and he unfortunately will not be able to be with us this evening as he is not well. I would like to extend a thank you to the interim board members at this time for holding the positions for the past year. And as noted, we will be having elections this evening for positions, and we will be getting to those positions a little later. There are opportunities for others to join the meeting, the board as well, as we go through. I'd like to now go through and have individuals, if we can go through and have individuals introduce themselves. What we will be doing is distinguishing the members from our guests. We love the fact that everybody has joined us this evening. We also want to identify who the guests, who the members are, as they will be able to, for CCCLV members, as they will be able to vote this evening. I also have a special guest with us, Larry Gassman, who will serve as our facilitator for the voting process as it comes to constitution and bylaws and the elections and any other voting that we have this evening. Rob Turner, our host, also will be assisting with him to help confirm if as we have raised hands votes. So would like to see if we can go through and Rob, if you wouldn't mind reading down your list of members of individuals, and then we can identify if they are a member or a guest.
Okay, well, we've got of course you, and then Penny is next. Bob Acosta
Guest.
is here.
Thank
Brandon
you.
Eslick,
I'm a guest.
You're a guest? Okay, and I think you're a guest as well, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And our guests are welcome. Welcome,
Of
Bob and
course, yeah.
Brandon. Thank you.
Frank Welty is next.
Member.
Yes.
Jane Stern.
Member.
And then Karen.
Karen Schroeder, I'm a guest.
A guest, okay.
Zoom meeting.
Charlene Ornelas.
I think I'm a guest. I may be a member. I can't remember.
Okay.
You are a guest, Charlene, but we are happy to have any you as well as everybody else become members. Go ahead.
Donna.
I remember.
Okay.
Okay, Donna
I thought so.
Sanchez.
Yep. Trudy.
Yes.
Okay. And that's gets me. Oh, Valerie is a
I'm a
member.
member.
And that's the end.
Oh, Reese is on there.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
I'm here.
So, welcome, Reese.
Okay.
She just came in, so.
Okay.
Okay.
A member then?
Yes,
Yes.
a member.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Reese Diamond. Wonderful.
Ed Crespin is here too, and I'm a member.
Hi, Ed.
Hello,
Sorry I
Ed.
missed you.
So Vivian Younger's here, guest.
Okay. Hi, Vivian.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, now I see you.
Yeah, I'm going to lower my hand. Do I do it or do you do it? Lower my hand?
I can do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Anyone else who we accidentally did not catch in the welcome? If anybody joins before we get to any of the voting, Rob, if you would please let us know, that
I
would
will.
Be great. I would like to take a moment for us to remember Dr. Bill Takashita, who has recently passed on March 3rd. He was a member of the low vision community and contributed quite a bit to our CCCLV, CCD, as well as CCLVI. There will be a Let's Talk Low Vision remembrance for Dr. Bill tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m., which I invite everybody to attend. And we did send that information to members. If anyone did not receive that and is interested, please feel free to contact me afterwards, after the meeting. I'll stay on a little bit so that you can let me know, or you can email me at clswhiter@gmail.com. Once again, CLS Whitaker, WHITAKER@gmail.com. We're also very excited that so many guests came today, and we thank you and for the support, as well as our members that are present. And if anyone is interested in joining, please let myself or Penny know after the meeting, and we're happy to facilitate that with you as well. I'd like to go through the member voting process that we have established for this evening as a virtual meeting. Larry and Rob will be working together to ensure that we have accurate voting as needed. A quorum for, well, so as a so what we will do is we will actually be having the voting based upon raising hands in Zoom. And if there is, for constitution and bylaws, if there is a contested election, then we will have raised hands as well. If it is a non-contested election, we will have a voice vote. The voting of hands will be conducted by Larry and supported by Rob. They will verify in a text message with each other the votes, hands raised numbers for those votes as appropriate, and then verify. Larry will provide that announcement to us. Are there any questions regarding the voting process? At this point, what I'd like to share is that that we, as our CCCLV members, are aware we actually, in our transition over the past year and a half or so, we're not able to find the Constitution and bylaws. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we, a committee of myself, Frank Welt, Penny Valdiros, sorry, and Jean Lozano have worked diligently over the last year to develop a constitution and bylaws that incorporate the foundation of CCB bylaws, as well as CCLVI constitution and bylaws, which are two affiliate organizations for CCCLV. The constitution and bylaws drafts have been sent out to membership on February 9th. We had a discussion available on March 6th. And this evening, we're hoping that we'll be able to ratify the constitution and bylaws. As a point of information, since we have not had a constitution and bylaws, there is no kind of identity of a quorum or so forth. However, I will share with you in the proposed constitution and bylaws, the quorum is identified as 10% of the membership to be able to hold a meeting. A constitution and bylaws do require a record or hand-raised vote when it comes to a virtual meeting of 2/3. Elections and other types of voting procedures may be done with a voice vote, unless it's contested, in which it will be a hand-raised vote. And that would is being proposed at 50% majority or 51%. We have, I would like to share that we have 33 members of CCCLV, and that is what we have submitted to CCB as well as CCLVI for credentialing purposes. I would like to now begin to see if I could receive, see if we can move forward with voting on the CCCLV constitution and then separately for CCCLVI bylaws. I'd like to ask if there is I'd like to ask for a motion in a second, and then we can have discussion. Do I have a motion ratify or approve the CCCLV constitution?
This is Valerie, I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Valerie. Is there a second?
This is Penny, I'll make a second.
Okay. Motion has been made by Valerie and seconded by Penny. Is there any discussion?
Just a quick note, we do have a new individual joined the Valley Center for the blind. And I don't know if that's Sarah or not.
Anyway. Actually, yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. This is Jamie Gibson Barrows.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm late.
That's fine.
I think you're a guest.
At this time, yes.
That is okay. Correct.
I'll make that note. Thank you.
Thank you. We will be voting, Jamie, and so we are identifying who's a guest and who's a member. But we are welcome for any guest to become a member. And we are in the middle of asking if there's any discussion in regards to the CCCLV constitution. I would like to mention that I did send out an edit for the constitution this evening after 5 p.m. Apology for the late notice. I realized that we had not identified the amount of vote needed for an election, right, for the winner of an election. We had identified everything else, but that. And so I proposed that in section article 4.4, that we add on election terms and term limits. And it would indicate that a officer or board director would be elected by majority vote of the members who are eligible at the annual membership meeting. So that was the only addition beyond what I had sent out yesterday. Not hearing any other discussion, I'd like to ask if I could please have all those in favor for accepting the constitution, CCCLV constitution with the addition I mentioned, please signify by saying aye for the members.
Aye.
Oh, you know what? Oops. I'm sorry. I just remembered in our constitution, following the process, we're supposed to do a record vote. We're supposed to do raised hands for constitution and bylaws.
Okay.
So let's go ahead, and for members, please, if you will accept the Constitution, would you please raise your hand?
It's not.
And if you're wondering where it is, if you go to, you need to go to meet more meeting controls, you would, under reactions, there is a raised hand there.
And on the computer, it's Alt Y. And on the phone, star 9.
Let me get the Alt.
And just a little, just 30 seconds more to, yeah. And then once you've raised your hand, is there a question?
I'm just having trouble finding the keys.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
I got it.
Okay. So
it's not taking it.
Make sure you're in the window, in the, right. You're focused in the Zoom window, Penny.
With all the raised hands. Yeah, they're there.
Okay. So if we could please pause and please not any everybody not do anything so that our counters can count the hands at this time.
Arna, it's not going.
Penny, I don't think your hand got raised.
No, it's not. It's not working. It's not working, guys.
Okay. And your focus is in the Zoom window?
Yep.
You might have to do an Alt Tab.
I'm not good at the commands.
Could you maybe go out and come, you know, just not go out of Zoom, but you know, go away from it. Move from the window.
Move focus away and then bring it back.
I've never not had a place to do not raise my hand. That's what's getting me.
Well, I did for me under the meeting controls. I did need to go to meeting controls and open that, and then go to reactions so that I could find the raised hand.
Okay.
And Kathy, I don't see your hand raised either.
I found it. It's under reactions. Finally, thank you.
There you go.
It's changed.
Yes, it has.
And
so we've got so seven.
We've got how many members are there total?
Eight now.
Okay, so that's raised. I thought there were more. So I'm thinking, how come only X amount have raised their hands?
Yep.
Okay, so right now we see seven.
Eight.
Eight. Pardon me. There we go. Kathy got hers up. Okay. So that's unanimous, eh?
Okay, so that's unanimous. We don't need to ask for any, you know, any. If we can lower hands now, please. And so, if there's eight members present and we have eight votes, it's a unanimous vote. So, wonderful. Going on to our CCCLV bylaws, may I have a motion?
DJ Kessler has joined.
This is welcome, Valerie. DJ. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. So the motion has been made by Valerie. And do we have a second?
This is Donna Sanchez, I second.
Great, thank you. We have a motion and a motion from Valerie, a second from Donna Sanchez to accept the CCCLV bylaws. For any discussion.
If it makes any difference, Kathy's hand is still up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't take it down. Thank you. That's fine. So if all hands are lowered?
All but yours.
Okay. Oh, I get to lower it myself. Okay. Well, okay. So, any other discussions? Hearing none, would you please raise your hand if you are voting yes for the acceptance of the bylaws?
Kathy, is DJ a member or a guest?
DJ is a guest.
Okay.
Welcome, DJ, and you could become a member in the future if you like.
Okay, thank you.
We've got 6-7 now.
And I, oh, wait.
There we go. Okay. Now there are 8.
Okay, we still have 8 members, so it's
unanimous. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. So, thank you, and wonderful. We now have a ratified constitution and bylaws. Yay!
Yay!
Wonderful.
Way to go, you guys.
Thanks.
I'd like to acknowledge our Constitution and Bylaws Committee, which included Frank Wilt, Penny Valdidos, myself, and Jean Lozano. I also want to acknowledge Jean's efforts to really make consistent throughout the Constitution and Bylaws, many of the different features, as well as the formatting. So appreciate his efforts on that. And our Constitution and Bylaws is very, very thorough and very comprehensive, and we're feeling great about it. And anyone who would be interested in receiving a copy and would like to glean from it, we're more than happy to share. Okay, let's proceed with elections for CCCLV. Now that we have our formal constitution and bylaws and our position, positions do have descriptions of responsibilities and duties in the Constitution. Would like to entertain the voting for our positions. I'd like to point out that in our Constitution, the President, Secretary, let me first of all say that we have a President, a Vice President, a secretary, a treasurer, board position 1, board position 2, and board position 3. Our secretary and treasurer need not be low vision. One of our board positions is available for an individual who may be totally blind now, but yet had reasonable amount of low vision in the past. Also in our Constitution, we have identified that the President, the Secretary, and the second board seat position will be elected on the even years. And the Vice President, the Treasurer, the first and third board seat positions will be elected on the second or in the odd years. What this means, because we are voting for all of our officer positions to become permanent this evening or this year, the President, the Secretary, and the second board position are going to be in a one-year term and reelect, and the elections will be held for those positions again next year. The Vice President, the Treasurer, and the first and third board seat positions will be in 2-year terms. After we proceed with the even and odd years, then there will be 2-year terms for every position. And positions begin at the end of the California Council of the Blind Convention. I'd like to ask at this point if there's any questions for clarification in terms of what I've mentioned. Great. Glad it makes sense for everyone. Okay. What I'd like to do is I am serving as the interim president. And so I'd like to, and I will run for the president position. If there's anyone else who's running, that's great too. There's always good for contested positions. But I'd like to turn the running of the elections over to Penny as the interim vice president for this position, since I'm running as president. And Penny, you can say voice vote. And if it needs to go to a raised hand vote, then you could proceed with that.
We can do a voice vote on the president.
We can do a voice vote on all positions, yes.
And there's no other nominations from the floor, right?
There are nominations from the floor. Actually, they're all nominations
made from the floor. That's you. You're nominated. All in... there's no other ones that are running. Is there anyone wanting to run against Kathy for president, or want someone else? Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and proceed.
I think you can ask for. Are there any nominations?
Three times.
We're going to be doing this.
That's right. It's been a while since I've been nominated. Are there any other nominations from the board?
From the floor.
Are there any other nominations from the floor? And I'll do it again the third time. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay.
So now you can close nominations.
Now we can close. Nominations are closed. And Kathy is board president by acclamation.
Thank you, Penny.
Okay. I got a dog running, growling. Okay.
Now I can go back.
Take over.
I can take over.
You need to.
So thank you. I would like to so I would like to ask that what we should do is say by acclamation, and if anybody opposes to raise their hand. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds.
Yeah. So I'd like to open the nominations for vice president, and we're taking nominations from the floor.
I nominate myself for Vice President Penny.
Okay, so Penny has been nominated for Vice President. I'd like to accept nominations from the floor for Vice President for a second time. I'd like to accept nominations for the Vice President for the third time. Hearing no other nominations from the floor, I'd like to close nominations and accept Penny as vice president by acclamation. If you disagree, please raise your hand.
No hands raised.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any nominations for secretary? Are there any nominations for secretary? Yes, Valerie.
Wasn't John Ross possibly interested in that position?
Yes, he did express interest in that position, at the beginning of March. And I was just checking to see if he might have texted me. We can, since he did say at our meeting that he was interested in secretary, I will entertain the nomination from the from the floor for John Ross. So are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I'd like to elect John. I'd like to close nominations and elect John Ross as secretary by acclamation. If there's any opposed, please raise your hand.
No hands raised.
Okay. Hearing no hands raised, like to acknowledge John Ross as secretary. Wonderful. Treasurer. We have not had an individual who was who has indicated interest in being treasurer. We are looking for a treasurer, and I will open the floor for nominations for treasurer. Do we have any nominations for treasurer? Do we have any nominations for treasurer? Do we have any nominations for treasurer? We do need a treasurer, and you know, for our affiliate to be able to move forward and open our, you know, be able to access our account funds and get things set up with us. So we can, you know, close nominations at this time. I do hope that somebody might step up after this meeting and be able to assume the treasurer role, whether it's a current member or somebody who's a guest that would like to become a member and fill that treasurer role. It takes all of us working together to do, you know, to go forward. Okay. So the treasurer position is open. Board of Director number one. This is a two-year term. I would like to open nominations for Board of Director position number one. Are there any nominations?
Is Drew want to run?
I heard Donna.
I'm not running. I'm asking, is Jean going to run?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Jean had indicated interest in running for the board. So yes, he was planning to. So Donna, did you want to nominate him?
Oh yes, I would like to nominate Jean to run for the board, seat number one.
Okay. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor the third time? All those in electing Jean Lozano, I would like to close nominations, and all those in interested in electing Jean Lozano by acclamation, please do nothing. If you are opposed, please raise your hand.
No hands raised.
Okay. Thank you. So Jean Lozano is board director number one. Okay. And for board position number two, I'd like to open nominations for board position number two.
This is Valerie. I'd like to nominate myself and read a brief statement if I could.
Okay. Yes, Valerie.
I am passionate about improving the lives of those with low vision. Employed as a reader advisor at the Braille and Talking Book Library for over 30 years, I know well the challenges we face. On the board of CCLVI in 2020, I have written many articles from my perspective on low vision. As an interim board member now at CCCLV, I write informational articles outlining our current success in reinvigorating our organization. Please consider voting for me today as a board member on our new permanent board. It is my goal to expand our sense of community and resilience. Thank you.
Thank you, Valerie. Are there any other nominations for board seat number 2? Any other nominations? I'd like to close nominations for board seat number 2 and elect Valerie by acclamation. If you oppose, please raise the hand. Welcome, Valerie, as the board position. Board seat number 3. I'd like to open nominations for board seat number 3. Are there any nominations?
This is Valerie. I'd like to nominate Jane Stern.
Jane, do you accept the nomination?
No, I do not. I decline.
Okay. Thank you, Jane.
I would like to nominate Reese. Diamond. Diamond, thank you.
Reese, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Yay.
Wonderful. Okay. So Reese Diamond is nominated. And any other nominations for board seat number 3? Any other nominations for board seat number 3? Hearing none, I would like to close nominations, and I'd like to elect Reese Diamond as board member number seat number 3 by acclamation. If there are any opposed, please raise your hand.
No hands raised.
At this time, we'd like to welcome Reese Diamond to the board as well. So congratulations to all of our board members and welcome to everyone. To go over the roles, president is myself, Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, vice president is Penny, secretary is John Ross, treasurer is open for anyone who may be interested. Board position number 1, Jean Lozano. Board position number 2, Valerie Rice Lerman. And board position number 3, Reese Steinen. Wonderful. At this time, congratulations to everyone. Please hit a wave, clap your hands,
yay,
show your reaction on the Zoom, the virtual reaction, however you'd like to do that. This is a strong board. I look forward to working with each and every one of you. And we will be looking to move forward with continuing our process. I'd also like to thank those that served in interim roles, including Valerie, Jean, Jane, and Penny over this past year as well. Okay. I'd like to share that for the CCB convention, that we have that the delegate and alternate have been identified. I will be the delegate for CCCLV, and Penny will be the alternate delegate. I will also be serving on the nominating committee. If you, if members have any thoughts in regards to the elections or resolutions or any of the things to be voted on, please contact Penny or myself to share your thoughts with us as well. We both actually will be in person at the convention as well. At this time, I'd like to open it up hear from members as well as guests who are low vision to help us as the new, more permanent board. What are those needs or issues that you feel are pressing for yourself or for others that are low vision? And so please feel free to call out or to raise your hand if you'd like to share what, and actually, before I begin that, I would like to thank Reese Diamond for facilitating our intersectionality with low vision and identity program last Monday night. And I'm glad to see that some folks from that session are here today as well. So we appreciate your participation. And we also thank Reese for having facilitated that program for us. And yes, we can give her a round of applause for it. Thank you. Any thoughts regarding what the needs are for folks that are low vision? Or things that you would like to see CCCLV support or advocate for or do?
This is Valerie. I would just like to say that I think that the chats are a really great idea. And we meet the first and third Sunday of each month at 4 p.m. And we welcome anyone and everyone to join us.
At 4 p.m. Yes, thank you, Valerie. They are their opportunity for community to be built. And also want to thank John Ross for hosting those Zoom chats for us as well. And Penny, Zoom host, and then thank Penny and Nikki for facilitating the discussions as well. Other thoughts? And even if it's, you know, kind of thinking about last week's discussion, any, you know, things, did you, you know, would you like to see more discussions like that? Any ideas of areas for support for low vision folks?
Oh, this is Valerie. I think that that was a wonderful presentation, and I think it really worked well, and I think we should do a lot more of them. And I guess I'd also like to say, I think we should advocate for psychologists and psychiatrists when they're getting training. I don't know if it's still true now, but I know in the past there was no education about the psychology of disabilities. So. Of course, we need to know if we are going to seek out therapy, that they know something about low vision as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, increasing the awareness about low vision amongst mental health professionals is an area that's important for understanding us as well. Thoughts from others?
This is Trudy.
Yes, Trudy.
Okay. I know I'm a visitor, but there was a lot of issues when it comes to low vision, whether it's in the workplace. I have low vision, very low, but I've worked with total blind and I've worked with totally sighted. And there is issues between I can't see good enough for the sighted, and I see too much for the blind. And so you're treated different in the workplace with that. And then the other issue I have is doing, like I do dialysis and everything is sighted, doing the machine and everything. And I have to have my daughter do it. And I'm like, if I didn't have my daughter, then I would be stuck to, who knows? Because without her being able to do the machine, I can't do it. And I think I'd read in I think Jeff Tom said something about that there was some issues that they were trying to do legislative to try to make medical devices better for either low vision or totally blind. And that would be great if I could get my machine labeled or whatever needs to be done so that I can do some of this work instead of my daughter having to do it.
You know, right. Yeah, it's frustrating not being able to do it yourself. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, they say that I need to have a partner, and my partner is my daughter. She's sighted, mm-hmm. but she is autistic and she has issues. But that's neither here nor there. The problem is that if she weren't here, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I thought about it. I would just sit here and, you know, I have a machine, I have the supplies, mm-hmm. but I can't do the machine, put the data in the machine, my blood pressure, my whatever mm-hmm. needs to be done in the machine, and I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And there's just other things, you know, people say that they get pills that have labels and stuff that talk. Well, I have to use the UC Davis. UC Davis doesn't do anything. And mm-hmm. every time that I've said, can I have help with this? Can I get a Dexcon? Can I do anything? And they just don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. And I've been fighting, but I'm not getting anywhere. mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, yes, there's a lot of issues that we have. Because, well, they look at us as, well, you're not total blind, so you should be able to do something. Well, I'm trying. And there's a lot of people that are trying, you know. So I think there's things out there, there's issues that we need to address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, we would agree with you. We do need to be able to address the medical devices, and there's so many that... that is challenging for us because we're not able to see. And yet if they were labeled appropriately for low vision and blind, then we'd be able to independently use and wouldn't have to rely on, you know, independently be able to do. And being between the, you know, kind of the sighted and the blind, and it's such a variety, you know, there's such a vast array of low vision as well. And I think that's, you know, others, you know, would agree with you in regards to that. Anyone have any thoughts of any experiences similar to Trudy's?
Hi, this is Jamie. Can a guest speak?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, you may. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, when it comes to technology, you know, some of the technology is duo, right? It's for somebody who's fully not sighted and then some for low vision, but mostly individuals who are not sighted at all. And in this group, do you have... you guys address technology overall, not just in the medical field, but outside of that, for low vision or someone who keeps updates on all the new and upcoming low vision devices?
Yeah, I think that would be a great thing for somebody to be willing to do. I think when we hear about something, we share with one another. We don't have one person, you know, designated to do that. But you know, if you or someone else is interested, that would be a great contribution to make because there is, you know, definitely in developing and increasing technologies. And there is the sharing of those types of things in the chats on Sundays, as well as the, I believe, the Facebook group that we have as well.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Because what I do, because I'm low vision and my work and where I work, you know, I'm always getting information. So I just didn't know if if you guys were already kind of set up in that area, or you had questions, you know, on anything that might be already out there that I'm aware of anyway.
Well, if you'd like to, you know, work with us on that, we'd be more than happy to, you know, have you join us and be able to share, you know, communicate in regards to that and share that with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other thoughts? I'd like for us to transition to talking about what are some of, so we have several committees within CCCLV, and we'd like to know if folks are interested in being on the on any of the committees. So
Nikki has just joined.
Nikki, hello, Nikki.
Hi. I'm so sorry I'm late. I totally lost track of time.
Okay. Well, we have had our the Constitution and bylaws have been approved, and we have our positions filled, except for the treasurer role, and so looking for a treasurer. And we're beginning to talk about different committees for CCCLV as well. And Nikki is one of our members as well. Thank you. So I would like to share a listing of our committees. And then if you have any questions, please let us know. And then also, we'd like to, you know, to see if people are interested in participating in any of the committees that we are now establishing as a result of the facilitation of the Constitution and bylaws. So, just a minute, let me get to my list. Okay, so our standing committees include advocacy and legislation, and so that's where the areas of the medical devices accessibility and advocating for other services, educating, you know, comes into play as well. Constitution and bylaws, if there's any updating that needs to be done. Credentials, so identifying who's eligible to vote as members, et cetera. Finance and budget, and that would be go along with the kind of working with the treasurer. Fundraising, membership, nominations, programs and services, publicity and e-communications, and resolutions. Curious if there are any questions that anybody would like to, that anybody has regarding any of these committees, any volunteers to interest in assisting with any of these committees?
David has joined.
Thank you. Hello, David, welcome.
Hi, this is Valerie Reese Lerman. I would like to be on the Finance Committee, Budget and Finance, and assist.
Okay. Right, wonderful. Finance Committee, okay.
This is Penny. I'm curious, Kathy, and I don't remember the bylaws as many times as I've went over it. Do you have to be a member of CCLV to be on a committee?
You do not need to, if you are invited, because, you know, there's interest and knowledge about something, then a non-member can be a member, you know, can join the committee.
Okay.
You know, as well. And I'll also mention that the finance, you know, committee is chaired by the treasurer. And then the program and services committee and the membership is committee is chaired by the vice president. So in this case, it's Penny as well. So anyone interested in serving on any of those committees, whether you're a member or a guest?
This is Jamie. Uh-huh. I know you, in my ears, you know, you rattled them all off, but is there like a document that kind of says what the committees, I know you name them, but kind of what the responsibility is? So like, you know, like typically fundraisers, you know, is that a quarterly thing, an annual thing? Is somebody already hosting that, you know, things like that on these different types of committees? More knowledge, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Sure. Well, as I think I shared, we are kind of revitalizing CCCLV. And as part of that, we are establishing committees over the past couple of years. I don't believe there really had been committees. And so what we did was we identified what we felt were the essential committees that would be needed for the organization, with the idea that, you know, in the future, we're going to have, we're going to blossom with the members, and we're going to also have a full-fledged organization running with many people involved. Having said that, right now, we have since we have just approved our constitution and bylaws, we will be putting together this past year, the only committee that was operating was the constitution and bylaws, because we got to get it done. And now that we have it done, we've identified the committees as well as descriptions of responsibilities and duties for each of those committees within the bylaws. And so, yes, there is a document, it's our bylaws, that has a description of those duties and responsibilities. And now that it's been approved, we can, you know, send it out to beyond just the membership, the CCCLV, to share with others who might be interested as well. And so there is, and I know it's a long list. We, as I said, the three committees that have the kind of the chairs of the committees built in are the program and services and the membership committees. And that's chaired by the vice president. The finance committee is chaired by the treasurer. The rest of the committees actually need chairs for them as well. And we can, you know, can share that out with folks too. Does that help in terms of explaining where we're at?
Yeah. That's great. Because I would, you know, I'd like to learn more on those, you know, so I can help out. Is the, what's the best way to give you my email or others that might be interested? Because I think right now you just have my name.
So Jamie, what I'd like to do is I can go ahead and I can give everyone, including you, my email address and my phone number. So my email address is C as in Kathy, L as in Laura, S as in Schmidt, Whitaker. So it's CLSWHITAKER. @gmail.com. And I'm going to repeat it once more, CLSWHITAKER @gmail.com. And my phone number is 497. And Jamie and anyone else, please feel free to contact me and we can, you know, can share more with you as well. And Penny is, as our membership chair, her contact information is also on the CCB website. So that you can contact Penny as well.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. And we would love for others that are joining us this evening to join us as well. You know, we... it is, you know, my belief that that we all, if we all do a little, we can go far, and that that no, you know, that there is no expectation that any one person is going to do, you know, is going to carry a huge load, because we all have things going on, and we all have different things in our life going on in our lives and situations and things, and so it's something that we're all going to need to, you know, be able to share to grow the energy for the organization.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
This is Vivian.
Hi.
What is considered low vision for this committee in terms of is there guidelines or some kind of framework so that people know if their vision loss matches what this committee represents?
Great question. So low vision is actually defined as 20/70. Best corrected to light perception. So it's a huge range, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so large. And then we also do have some members that may be more totally blind now, but mm-hmm. they were low vision in the past, and their support, mm-hmm. you know, supporters as well. And so the mm-hmm. organization membership is open to anybody from being sighted to low vision to totally blind. Our focus is on low vision. Mm-hmm. Services and activities and education. And we do have in our constitution and bylaws that we'd like 60% of our membership to be low vision, from light perception to 20/70.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, definitely welcome anyone, you know, in the range of sight. You know, because I don't think we need to worry about the 60% at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited or blind. For leadership positions, so being on committees, there is no requirement, you know, there is no designation mm-hmm. about that site level. However, to be officers and board of directors, we do say that the president, the president and vice president need, and two of our three board positions, individuals need to be low vision. Our secretary and treasurer can be sighted or low vision or totally blind. And our third board position is for someone that's been is totally blind but has had a reasonable amount of low vision to understand low vision
mm-hmm.
Needs.
Thank you. I just wanted to know in terms of
yeah.
you know your organization.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say one very good topic that really faces many people with low vision, and that is progressive vision loss.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of it. How to cope with it, what are some steps that can be made with the adjustment process so that it's not so, I'll put in air quotes, you know, tragic, so mm-hmm. stressful, et cetera, so that's a program mm-hmm. idea I wanted to throw out to you.
Thank you.
That's a great idea. Thank you. Other questions that folks may have? Is there any area or any committee that anybody wants to hear more about? or any other thoughts or topics? Everyone's so quiet this evening.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm wondering, are folks planning to, you know, just out of curiosity, are individuals thinking about attending the convention in person or online?
This Maybe. Is Jamie. I'll be in person.
Oh, yay, Jamie.
Great.
I can't wait to see you.
I know.
I was planning to be in person, but like most men do, I forgot that it's going to land on my anniversary, so I had to change plans. But I will be virtually minus some time, but yes.
Was that Brandon who was speaking? Yeah.
Yes, this was Brandon.
Okay. Great. Well, yes, Brandon, you need to honor the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, Brenda, have you been involved with the CCB?
I am very new. I got voted in when, Jamie, like 2 weeks ago? So officially voted into the Fresno chapter.
Yay.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome. And glad that you joined us this evening.
I appreciate it.
As well. I'm glad. It sounds like Jamie may have shared with you about this, and wonderful. That's great. Yep.
Her and Sarah made sure I had the entire list of everything and all the goings ons.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully you'll like to get more involved. We'll see, in the low vision group as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Kathy and all,
yes.
Can you hear me okay?
It's DJ. Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna probably attend. I'm gonna attend the virtual.
The virtual.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great that you're going to attend the virtual. And DJ, you're another low vision person. We'd love to have you join us as well.
What's the dues?
The dues. Yes. So for CCCLV members, the dues are $25 per year. And then you'd become a member of CCLVI, which is the national organization, as right. well as in CCB. If someone is already a CCLVI life member and they join CCCLV, then it's $15 per year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully that's good information for others as well. Yeah.
This is Frank.
Yes.
I'm going to be there in person, and you'll probably see me in the exhibit hall quite a bit, because just there are a couple of affiliate tables that are going to have tables, and I'm going to be helping out with that quite a bit. So that's probably the best place to find me.
Oh, great. Okay. And Frank, do you want to give us a sneak peek on what's going to be at your tables?
You know, I think it's mainly just information, because, of course, right now we're really not selling stuff. Mm-hmm. So it'll be mainly to provide people with information about our affiliates.
Okay. Sounds good.
So he's going to be at the Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, I bet.
Yeah.
I will see you, Frank. Congratulations.
Oh, what's the congratulations for?
I am the president-elect of GSGDHI.
Congratulations. Hey, Frank. Yes. Wonderful. And and I think that the CCCLV has a number of people that are low vision, high low vision, to more, and then individuals that use that don't use any devices, as well as canes, to using guide dogs.
Yes.
So a whole spectrum of different aids and guides.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important for us to remember as well, that we're reflective of a variety of different things. Yeah. So, And I will be there. I will be in person at the convention as well. And look forward to seeing all those that will be in person. So we do have, in addition to our annual CCCLV membership meeting, which is, you know, annual in conjunction with the CCB convention, we do have board meetings, and we've been meeting monthly on the first Monday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. via virtual, via Zoom, and would, would like for us to look at if we can do April 3rd, and then we can talk about if we will be moving that meeting to accommodate everyone, if we'll need to or not. But all guests and members are welcome to join us. And oftentimes, we do have conversations that are open and everybody can participate. If there's a vote, it is, by the board. And then if we need, we'll have a special membership meeting as well. So one of the best ways to get involved and to get to know other folks is through through hopefully the development of the committees as well.
Kathy, I would like to let you know that on April 2nd, our Sunday chat won't be because I'll be on the train and John will be on the train and Nikki will be shuffling people to airports and trains. So it's going to be kind of a busy day for us. So we won't be having one until
the third Sunday in April?
Yep, the third Sunday in April.
That makes sense.
We thought we would do it on, and that's April 9th. No, April 16th. That's what it is. April 16th. So.
And would you like to share more about the chat and how people can join?
It's on the ACB community list that goes out every week. John Ross puts it on the list for us, and Nikki is the co-facilitator, which is great that she's here. She does a fantastic job helping me out when I don't make it or when I forget something. And we start talking about a topic and we don't always end up there. So we go into a lot of things. We branch out. We have a lot of branches and it goes really well. We did last week was on, because March was Women's Month of the Woman. And we tried to talk about special women that had oppressed us or did something to make our life better or helped, or somebody we looked up to, alive or dead. It had nothing, it doesn't make any difference. And very good participation. Really had a great time and enjoyed it. Had quite a few people there this week. I think there was 20 or so or more. It was really nice. And I do have some questions on that and can bring that up at the next regular meeting, because I thought maybe they would want to do a game night once a month or something, or every other month or something like that. So that's just things coming up. We'll change. We can change. According to what everyone wants, we're open for changes and growth.
So if anybody wants to pay dues, what is the procedure for that?
If you would like to pay dues, please go to the CCLVI.org website. So it's www.cclvi.org. There is a two-step process. The first step would be filling out your information, and you would identify, you'll see like five different boxes available. The first three have to do with CCLVI membership. The fourth has to do with becoming a new CCCLV or California Council Low Vision member. And then there is another option if you are a California Council Low Vision member who is also a CCLV Life member. So the it's underneath, it's the last two boxes that are available. Mm-hmm. Past the CCLVI life member, you would check that box, and then you would do the second step, which would be the payment portion, mm-hmm. and that would be paying via PayPal, or if you would like to send a check instead, you could do that to the CCLVI treasurer. At this moment, we actually do not have access to our California CCCLV bank account. And the reason is because Bernice Kandirian was the only individual on the account. And when she passed away, no one else was on the account. And so we wanted to, Jane Merrill Stern had volunteered to be the interim treasurer. However, she had shared that she was interested in being the interim and was, we were hoping that somebody else would step in as a permanent treasurer and then with the permanent treasurer position, a person in permanent treasurer position, then we would begin that process of reclaiming that account with Bank of America, having more than one person on the account as well. So the organization would not get into this situation again. Mm-hmm. So CCLVI has been very kind over the last year and a half, being willing to facilitate our membership, membership roster, developing that, as well as collecting our dues. They are keeping track, and they have also on our behalf submitted from the amount that they've received from us. They've paid for the CCB state affiliate fee of the $75 for us and so forth. Wow. Okay. So they have been very kind in regards to keeping track of what we, where we're at, and how much they have in the account holding for us as mm-hmm. well.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. So please, if you're interested in joining, please feel free to go to www.cclvi.org and join CCCCLV California Council. And that'd be $25 for member. For the year, 15 of which will go to CCLVI, 10 will stay with California. And that's why we have a higher membership rate than CCLVI, mm-hmm. so that we have some funds to work with as well. And as I said, we're hoping to be able to reclaim that account in the near future. Any other questions? We also have a Facebook private group that individual members can join, and that become a member of the Facebook group. John Ross is the one kind of as the moderator. We are looking for a second moderator to assist them. It's good to have some, more than one person, who is knowledgeable and aware of things, just in case, right? And so we'd like to spread out and have everybody participate, and please let us know how you might be interested in getting involved, and feel free to reach out if you have any questions for us. So any other thoughts or questions or ideas? Well, we appreciate you joining us this evening. Thank you And please join. Feel free to join us for as a guest or as a member. And our board meetings are open to members attending as well. And we look forward to having some more activities and programs where individuals can become involved, learn, and grow, and we can continue to build community. And so thank you for joining us this evening.